International
Blog Ambassador, Talk Radio.
Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Ganson.
Good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Bernard Johnson, God bless all of you. We're so happy to be here. Wonderful to be on the line this morning with you. To give God glory and to give God praise.
Hallelujah.
Take a moment to bind the devil. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But God comes to bring life. Father, in the name of Jesus, you said if I bind anything on this earth, you would bind it in heaven. I want to go on record and say I bind the enemy, the evil one, coming to destroy if he can. Don't let him do it. Fair is fair. He's put a block on all of us on this line so many times. Now, Lord, put a block on him. Block him completely. In the name of Jesus. And let the oil of the anointing go before us. Oh, God, thank you for it. In Jesus' name. In the resurrection blood of Jesus, get on him. Thank you. Spray the oil of the anointing all around us. In Jesus' name. And bless us and help us, we pray. And God, we do give you adoration. Give you praise. Give you glory. All of the glory, all of the honor, all the accolades go to you. We do love you and we believe you. We know that you're the only true and living God.
Yes, Lord.
We love you and we praise you. We dare not come before you without asking you to forgive us for every sin, even things we don't know about.
Yes.
Sometimes the enemy comes and God forgive us for every unknown sin. Every sin of commission and every sin of omission. Things that we should have done that we didn't do. And help us to forgive those who have trespassed against us. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Now, thank you again and again. We love you again. We say that. Bless every people, all the people everywhere. I pray that you will heal, deliver and set free. In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Oh,
God, we surrender this line to you. We're asking you to take over and do what you
do.
In the name of Jesus. Because if you take over, God, miracles will happen.
Yes, Lord. We pray for miracles this morning, oh God.
Thank you for them in advance. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. And give you glory and give you the honor.
And praise.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Amen and amen and amen. My God. My God. My God. And good morning to all of you.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning to all of y'all. Amen. God bless you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Amen. God is so good.
Oh, yes,
had such a great time and amazing grace on yesterday. And had a lot of things going. God is so good. We praise him.
Oh,
let's take time to commence and act to make this line to the glory of God. And for his grace and mercy. And
you might be glorified, Lord.
If you got a praise this morning, I don't know. I know I do. Every person who realizes that God has been good to you, you ought to be able
to
praise.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Let's praise him in the name of Jesus.
Thank
from
the
every
Lord. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Jesus.
Did for you over the weekend, because
I'm going with that today. Praise reports. Amen. I want to thank God for all of our bishops, superintendents, pastors, elders, and friends. Amen. Thank God for them. And I really thank God for our ambassadors. This is the highest promotion we have on the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Amen. Paul said, I am an ambassador, and so many other men of God and the Word of God said they are ambassadors to do a work for the Lord. You know, sometimes we have things done just right around us, to do a work around us. But ambassadors are ambassadors, prayer ambassadors to the nations. Get people all over in El Salvador, in the Philippines, in Germany, France, wherever you have any contacts, tell them that we're starting prayer cells and you want them to be a part of your prayer cell. Amen. Prayer cell is just simply a body of people who are coming together to give God praise and prayer requests. Amen. The Bible says, make your request known unto him. Amen. It's all right to do that because the word says it. Amen. But we have prayer ambassadors who ambassadors of prayer all over the world. I'm telling you, it's coming to pass. Amen. God said it, and it must be so. And thank you. I want to thank God for all of our ambassadors, Ambassador Pfeiffer, Ambassador Stern, Ambassador Hagen, no particular order, Ambassador-elect Gina Hodges, and Ambassador-elect Gail Stith, Ambassador-elect Daryl Moore. Amen. And thank God, how can we ever forget Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Thank God for her. And the mother to the nation, Mother Ed Lee Johnson, bringing up the rear. God bless you. Dr. Mary Lacey, we appreciate you and all of our people who are part of what we're doing, all the pastors. Thank God for you and all the elders. Amen. Elder Coates and Elder Davis. Thank God for Pastor Kevin Strotter and Pastor Williams, all of you. And thank God for our mothers, and especially thank God for them because they're praying for me daily. A lot of things the enemy will try to bring my way cannot bring because the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And if the devil could bring them, it would make the word out of a lie. He can't be a lie. God cannot be a lie. His word cannot be a lie. So thank you so much for everything in the name of Jesus. Thank God for you. Amen, God. And we appreciate what God is doing. I want to thank God for all of you on the line. This is a good day. Had a great weekend. Thank God. With my birthday weekend and so many cards, so many calls. I just can't even count them. And I appreciate everything that anybody thought to do for me. And I know that my birthday weekend is not over. Amen. Some have extended my weekend. I appreciate it so much. Thank you very, very, very much. And I'm just type now in my life, I appreciate everything. Every little thing. Some think people think, well, I got to give him, you know, this big thing here, big thing there. No, I appreciate everything nowadays. Amen. I didn't when I was younger. Amen. I wasn't at this point, but I am now, where I appreciate any little thing. Amen. A person can give me 50 cents. If it has meaning behind it, and they say that they didn't eat lunch, the child, they didn't eat lunch because they wanted to give Dr. Johnson their 50 cents and brought it. My God, that would probably mean more to me than anything. Well, we appreciate you. God bless you. All right, somebody take the praise report for me. Then I'm going to rest up a little bit. Preach hard.
Well,
yes,
praise the Lord. Good morning, Ambassador Johnson. Amen. And to all of the ambassadors, amen. Ambassador Betty Johnson and Bubba Johnson. This is Ambassador Patricia Stern, and I'm ready for the Lord this morning. Amen, and I'm ready to do whatever the Lord say. I got that energy and that tenacity in my spirit. I'm charged up from a very good weekend. I had a wonderful service myself. Amen, and my pastor and husband brought forth a message out of Psalm 118, and he talked about the praises of the Lord and expectation. Have expectation in your heart. Expect something from God when you put time into praises. So I want to start out this morning to greet the first fruit prayer line. God bless every last one of you. We pray that all of you had a wonderful weekend in the Lord, and the Lord bless your house real good. Amen. So we want to open up our praise report line this morning to hear what God has done for you. Wherever you are, He's worthy of the praise, and we come together to encourage one another and keep the fire going on in the spirit. Shall there be someone this morning with a praise report? Good morning. Hello? Did I get cut off somewhere?
No, we hear you. Tina from Kansas, and I just want to thank God for another day that He allowed me to see. I want to thank God for how on yesterday we had an awesome service at Amazing Grace as the pastor continued to bring that message about you see the glory, but you don't know the story. And I thank God for that. We had a celebration for him afterwards, went into a second service with the district women's department. It was held at our church on yesterday. Under the leadership of our lady, Ambassador Betty Johnson was the host of church for that event. And the Lord blessed there also. It's a different women came forth from different churches speaking on women in the Bible, the power of she, women that you don't have too much about, hear too much about, and Amazing Grace represented with JL. So I thank God that we had a wonderful time all day yesterday. Mother Johnson made both services, and God bless each and every one of you all. I thank God that I had the opportunity to be back on this prayer line this morning and hear you all's wonderful voices. God bless you.
Well, praise the Lord for you, Ambassador, amen, Gina Hodges. God bless you as our prayer. Thank you for that praise report to let us know what is going on in Kansas at Amazing Grace. And again, we want to embrace the love and fellowship to our Ambassador Johnson to tell him again, happy birthday. And I know it's not over with yet because I haven't done what I wanted to do, but the celebration will continue to be. God bless you. Shall there be another praise report? You are on the line.
God bless you, Ambassador Stern, for
God
taking
bless you.
Those praise reports, and praise God for you, and good to hear your voice. We just honor the Lord this morning. This is Ambassador Michael. Honor the Lord this morning for his mighty works, and our leader, Chief Ambassador Bernard Johnson. We thank God for Ambassador Betty and Mother Johnson and the entire prayer line, everyone that's connected to the prayer line. I just wanted to jump in there and just say I thank God for his blessings. Thank God for his miracles. Thank God for wonderful Sunday services. And we left out the other day and went down to the river just to sit because I needed to take a break. And I said, well, I'll go down to the river and just sit and fish. And when we got there, people started passing by. When we got there, it seemed like there was no one there, one or two people. After I got there and got my seat and sat real comfortable, and Deacon Pete threw my fishing pole way out in the lake, and the barges started passing by and everything. People started coming from everywhere, and all of a sudden, people were sitting down there, and we were having Bible study on the river. And I thought, where did these people come from? Lord, I thought I came down here for a break, And all of a sudden, we're sitting there having Bible study, people from Utah or someplace, they said. And then another person, somebody from Texas came up. And they were just talking, and they just get into it. And they were saying, I don't know why I'm saying this, because every time I say it, I just get touched. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And then all of a sudden we left after a few hours and went to this restaurant, not knowing the circumstances, but the electricity had gone out the day before and they had to throw out all of their food. And when I got in there, it was two people in there, one man in one corner eating, one in another corner eating. And I told Deacon Pete then, I said, well, let me go in here and wash my hands, and then I'll see about placing my order. Just a little place, I call myself just trying to get away from the house and change my routine. And went in there and came back and got in line. And as I picked up the menu, looking at the menu, I looked behind me, and now there's a line of people headed out the door. There are so many people, and the man looked. And the lady said, we just threw out all the food yesterday, and now look at what's going on. And the guy that was waiting on the people had a little infirmity in his foot or something, and he was kind of hopping around because now there was nobody in there. Now there's a restaurant full of people with a line of people to place orders that are headed out the door. And we couldn't get out the parking lot for almost having to have people move. And I thought, my God, the Lord just restoring them, restoring what they even lost. And I just look at God's blessings and look at his miracles, how he worked things out. And you never know the blessing that you add on to a place just by your presence and walking into it. And I'm praising God, because to God be the glory. And keep me in your prayers. Bless
well,
you.
Well, praise the Lord. Bless you, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Amen. The symbolic of fishing for fish is symbolic of fishing for souls as well. Amen. God bless you, and thank you for sharing that with us. Amen. Sure, there'll be another one with a praise report this morning. You're on the line.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Sister Roy from Chicago. Just thanking and praising God, for this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thanking and praising God for yet another opportunity to just lift up his holy name, to tell him that I love him. Lord, we love you, and we just want to praise you this morning. I thank and praise God for a service that I was in on yesterday, where three other churches come together with my home church, and we had a candlelight communion service on yesterday, where we ushered in the Spirit of the Lord. And everything went well. It was a beautiful service, and I just praise God for it. I had never been in a situation like that before. It was also celebrating and the pastor of that church 80th birthday, and just want to say thank God, thank God, thank God, thank God for allowing me to be on this line this morning. In Jesus' name.
Well, God bless you, my sister, this morning. I didn't get your name, but I heard your praise report. Amen. Praise the Lord. But thank God for that wonderful praise report of the celebration of churches coming together for fellowship to a candlelight service, and the pastor being, amen, blessed. That is a mighty praise report, and you be blessed wherever you are. Thank you, Satan, Chicago. Amen. Praise the Lord. Shall there be another one with a praise report? You're on the line.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Mother Johnson. God bless you. We embrace your presence this morning.
Well, God bless you and bless the entire line, Dr. Johnson, and all the people of God. I'm just so happy and glad to know that the Lord has blessed me to be a part of this prayer line. I thank God on Sunday. I made two services on Sunday. I thank God the pastor preached Sunday morning. You know, hear my story, but you hear my. Let's get that together here.
See the glory, but you don't know my story.
And God has blessed me and brought me safe thus far through many things. God has brought me through, and I thank God. I praise God. and I magnify his name. And I'm so glad to be saved this morning, still saved and sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost and fire. And I can't forget the women's meeting on yesterday evening. It was very beautiful. It's beautiful. All of the one women on the program, they spoke. Oh, I just sit there and just eat the word, just enjoyed it. Pray for Mother Johnson, God, get the glory out of my life, because I'm really mean to go with Jesus all the way. God bless you, bless you.
Well, praise the Lord. Bless you, Mother Johnson. We just love you, and whatever you share with us is just good. We eat it up, too. Praise the Lord. And for her to make two services, and we got young people don't even want to make one. I just admire and embrace that anointing and that love that she shared with us on the prayer line. And God bless you again is our prayer. You want me to take any more, Dr. Ambassador Johnson?
Why don't we take three more? Three more.
More. Oh, I know you all are ready. Come on, let's step in. Amen. Jump in.
Good morning. This is Sister Jerry. Hello, everyone.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. I got up. I felt like I was on the wrong side of the bed when I got up this morning, but I'm on the First Fruits prayer line, and I have turned that around to happiness. You guys just put a smile on my face this morning, and that's just what I needed. Amen.
Amen. I love that energy. Amen. If you're going to give a praise report, come excited like Jesus is in your spirit. Amen. God bless you is my prayer. I heard someone else with a soft voice before her. You're on the line. You better jump in because they're ready this morning. You got to say it loud. Amen. Come on in.
This is
someone.
Glory to God.
Yes, that's it. That's what we want to hear. Glory to God. Come on with that.
Praise. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I was waiting. Glory to God. Praise God for you, Ambassador Stern.
Hallelujah.
And International Ambassador. And the floor has been addressed. I just want to give God the glory for another day. Hallelujah. This is Ambassador-elect Prophetess Smith from Arkansas. I praise God for the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, and everything we go through in between. He tells us to give him glory, for this is the will of God concerning us. And I praise God for everything, all things that's working together for my good when it feels like it and when it doesn't feel like it. I praise God for a very wonderful experience over the weekend, being in the presence of the Lord. We had an awesome women's conference, and the topic was in due season. Glory to God. And I just want to encourage everybody, no, it matters what you go through, but just know there's an ending date for it. That's why I said he's the beginning and the end. He knows the plan that he has for our lives, and it's a plan of good and not evil to give us an expected hope. So I just thank God for whatever it is that he is birthing something in me. He's birthing something in you. Glory to God. He's perfecting something in you. And everything has an end date in every season of our life. God bless you. Dr. Johnson called my father on Saturday evening. I think I was there at the hospital, and you blessed him with the prayer. Glory to God. And God just really ministered to me when he said, lift up your hand. And he prayed for me, and I asked God to anoint that hand. And I tell you, I experienced the move of God in the room as I began to lift my dad. I could see a shifting in the atmosphere. Praise the Lord. So I just thank God for that. I said, Lord, I use this same hand to lift you up, to bless you. And then